You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca. The host of The Lowdown, noon to two, weekdays, sports, 1440. Alan Mitchell joins us. LT, how you doing?
I'm good. I like the weather right now. A little bit of sunshine would be nice. But if we could just keep it above zero and no snow for the next 2 months, please.
Well, come on now. 2 months. Might be stretching it a little bit.
Come on. Sometimes we have brown Christmases.
Yeah, well, not very often. I don't want a brown Christmas. Do you?
Well, I don't want to shovel anything, man.
Oh, come on. Al, at your age, you probably got a snowblower anyway. What are you talking about?
I shovel for 2 hours anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're newly married now, though, Al. You're just flying. You just float around shoveling that thing. No big deal, right? This is like your first. It's a honeymoon phase this wintertime. Yep. Oh, it'd be unbelievable for you.
It's true. Everything is going well for low tide right now. That's true.
Yeah, that's good. The winter of low tide. That's what we should call it.
Right.
I like it.
Winter is coming.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, I got a lot of jokes, but we'll leave that alone. Okay. The Edmonton Oilers, Al. So I don't know if you read my article today at Oilers Nation or not, but I broke it down who I think is going to be on. I think most of us would agree, you know, who are some of the obvious ones. You know, McDavid, Drysdale, Frederick, Mangiapane, Nugent, Hopkins, Pod, Colson, Kapanen, Henrik, Janmark, there's nine. Savoy I have as a lock, 10. Tomasic will go down for a day and then come back up. He's going to be on the first unit power play. I think Ike Howard's going to be here as well. So it comes down to Phil Perlazar as well as Stetcher and Regula. I think one of those four has to get placed on waivers, Al, or I guess potentially traded. Who do you think it is? Or do you see another scenario?
No, I think it's one of those guys, and I think it might be. Here's the problem I'm having. I'm really cheering like hell for Phil. Just as a human being and somebody who's overcome a lot and has worked really hard to get where he is. I probably have interviewed Curtis Lazar 5 times, and he is such a kind and wonderful human being. I've never seen anything written or said about him that's negative. And yet you have to keep defensemen. I think that based on everything that we know, I think unfortunately Lazar might be the guy. I don't think that's necessarily fair, but I think it's either him or Stetcher, I'll put it that way. And Stetcher I worry about because you can waive a defenseman and then one of your defensemen gets hurt the next day and you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, well, that it's a challenge. The other challenge is keeping 8 defensemen. Like, does the 8th defender ever play? Right? Like,
no.
Right? Because that's the thing. I guess, are you going to go 1-2-3, 1-2-3 so they play every third game? Because I don't see any of the top 5 guys coming out unless there's an injury.
No, it's true. And actually, I think that you want to have 6-7 kind of rotate, but you always worry, like, what if Regula just is really good and Emberson sits for a long time? Then you've got to work him in there some way, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Maybe Emberson, you know, does the same thing. You always want to have – you never want to see one of those guys sit for a long time because then back in the olden days, they used to have them, you know, guys who played like 12 games a year and they were kind of the extra defenseman, and that's no good. You don't want that because they're not fresh when they come out and they're not effective. So you make a good point. It's a great problem to have, and credit to a lot of guys who played well enough to make this team. I didn't think the Oilers were going to have any issues coming down to the playable roster, but they have because, you know, players have put themselves in a position to be able to make it.
Yeah, no, that's totally valid. It will be an interesting one to see kind of how they do and how they play out. Tomasic, Al, I can tell you, is going to be on the first unit power play for the Edmonton Oilers to start this season. And he won't be like the typical Hyman Perry net front presence that we've seen. He'll be there, of course, but they really like his playmaking ability and his shooting ability as a right winger. I'm very intrigued to see what new looks and wrinkles this first unit power play is going to unveil with Tomasic.
Yeah, it's going to be. I think that Oilers fans and media too, we have to kind of reset our opinions about the European signings by this team. This is a different era, a different management group, and they aimed high and they won some players that other teams were interested in too. And Tomasik is the first of them. Maybe Lepinen, and maybe Samansky later on or next year or whenever it is. But this is a player who has, you know, he has some real skill and not just, you know, two-way skill. You were the one that mentioned it internationally. He can sometimes, you know, play more of a depth role, but if he's on the power play, he's going to get lots of opportunities. And if he catches a few of those goals, he's going to stay there. I like him in front of the net because he can hold his ground, but he also has enough skill to make passing plays and obviously shoot the puck. He's got a great shot. So it's exciting because this is a free player who may be able to, you know, post some really strong offensive numbers. And the Oilers, you know, traditionally, you know, I mean, when they signed Leonard Petrell or Gaetan Haas, no disrespect, they were looked upon as maybe depth guys or guys who were going to block out, you know, prospects who weren't fast or talented enough. This is a player who could make enough of a difference to play on a very important special teams, and third line center is nothing to sniff at either. That's a primary role on a team that has been to the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row.
Yeah, hey, the Oilers are good, and no debate about that. And I think the Oilers, like, it's funny, Al. I see a lot of people, the Oilers aren't as good as last year. They're different. They're younger. But the guys they lost aren't their core pieces. Their best five defensemen are here, right? Their best four forwards are here. I don't see why people think the Oilers are so much worse off.
Well, I think that where you worry about year over year is the young players. But the way it looks to me, and I'm playing along at home and reading ahead in the book that isn't written by Chris Knobloch. But I feel like he's going to play Ike Howard and Matt Savoy in depth roles, getting them into enough of the game on special teams to be able to have fresh legs whenever they're available or on the ice. But as time goes on, they may take on more of a role. You know, just because you start on the third or fourth line doesn't mean you end up there. So I think that there's a really big upside for this team that hasn't been there for a few years. These are really, like, these guys got drafted in the first round, Savoy in the top 10. They're actual, you know, prospects with upside. So I think the names aren't as famous this year, and you're counting on some unknowns like Tomasik at 29. Who knows, but he looks good. But I like the upside of this team, the potential of this team come April, in a way that the last 2 years where the teams just didn't have that kind of youth. And we saw with Putkolzin what kind of prospect or what kind of player a young player can do as he gets playing time and builds confidence with the team. And I'm going to be interested in seeing Putkolzin and Savoy and Ike Howard and where they are in April, because I think it'll be a different place than it is now.
Hello, Ty Jones is here on Sports 1440, Oilers Nation, YouTube, Facebook, X, and Instagram, as well as sports1440.ca. Al, big weekend in baseball. What do you think about the four series, and specifically the Jays against the Yankees?
God, I love baseball. I think the marquee series is going to be Dodgers-Phillies. The Phillies they're not last chance Texaco with this great team, but, you know, Harper's been injured. He's getting older. Trey Turner's getting older. I think this is their year going up against the Dodgers, who look lights out. If their pitching can hold, I think they're going to be the team to beat in the National League. Milwaukee's a lot of fun. Chicago looks real, but I have a soft spot for the Brewers because they're a small market team, and they do it completely differently than say the Yankees or the Dodgers. And then the AL, I like the Mariners over Detroit. And in the other series, I like the Jays over the Yankees. I think the pitching will hold. I think the bottom part of the order will do well enough. And I think Vladdy's going to have this is a big stage, and he's a big stage guy. I think we're going to be talking about Vladdy next week a lot on Sports 1440.
There is something to be said for the Brewers fans, LT. They must be going through it right now. This has got to be their heyday.
Oh, man. I mean, they get a Cy Young winner, and then they trade him for, you know, three guys who are unknown, but they like, and then they turn into something. It's like, it's like you have to be so smart to be competitive because you don't have money, and yet they do it, and they've done it for years now in the NL Central. And I don't think they're going to the World Series, but I do think they win against Chicago, and I give them full credit because, you know, they every year they have to trade somebody major away. It was Corbin Burns 2 years ago, Gavin Williams last winter. You know, Lord knows who it'll be this year, but they've got talent, and they've got bats this year. I think Churio might break out here, and I like the Brewers. I just don't like them against the Dodgers, but I like them against the Cubs.
Al, what about the Bombers and the Lions? Do you see either one of them potentially being that the Elks could catch, or is it just too big of a hill to climb?
Well, you know, there's a. I'll say this: I think the Elks deserve to take it right down to the wire. Maybe not make the playoffs, but I think that they've earned the right to be alive deep into the season, and that might just be their victory. Is that, hey, we didn't make the playoffs, but we missed it by one game or whatever. And I think that their win, you know, last week, I think is, you know, I think it's proof that they, like, they're on a roll, and those damned that they lost, just, it's just was such, so painful. So, you know, if there is a CFL football god, you know, he'll bring the 55-yard line back, or at least make it stay. And I'd just like it to go down to the final game of the season. That's what I'd like.
Al, one last one for you. When you look going to the orders and tonight's game against Vancouver, it's mainly NHL rosters. Now, Stuart Skinner, it sounds like he's ill. They had to call up Matt Tompkins, so it doesn't look like Skinner's going to go tonight. So I think it's going to be Calvin Pickard. The Oilers lineup, if Wallman's not playing tonight, but Chris Knobloch was very confident that he'll be ready to go on Wednesday against the Calgary Flames. Do you have any concern that Wallman's only ever played 65 games? He always seems to miss 15, 18, 20, 25 games. Is that a concern to you?
Yeah, I mean, it does. And it was, you know, I think you have to kind of factor that in. But what I liked about him when he played for the Oilers was how effective he was. So I think that there is, you know, there are just players who can't play 82 games. And I play 82 games for the next 5 years in a row. But yeah, it is a concern. And I am always worried about players who are, like, it's day-to-day, and then it's day-to-day, and then it's day-to-day, and then it's more like week-to-week, but they're still saying day-to-day. And you know, that's happened a few times with this organization in recent years. So I'm not sure. That you know, because you have to kind of play it straight, right? Like they've said it's no big deal. They're confident for game one, but it's something that, you know, after you're told that and then it doesn't happen a few times, maybe you're a little more concerned. And they do need Wallman. I really like their defense, but I like their defense with Wallman as a part of the group.
Yes, very true. On opening night, Al, who are the Oilers' six defensemen?
Well, it'll be Ekholm, Bouchard, Nurse, Wallman, Kulak, Regula.
Regula. All right. Al, we will chat with you on Lundy. Enjoy the weekend.
I will. I promise. Have a good one, boys.